Welcome to AMD on the Hill, your opportunity to keep up with the latest policy and advocacy news from the Society for Post-Acute and Long-Term Care Medicine. AMD on the Hill is produced in association with AMD on the Go and available on the same podcast channel. And now here is your host for AMD on the Hill, Alex Bardock.
Today I just want to very quickly update you on a few things that have happened over the last several weeks, and we'll be doing these pretty frequently. First of all, a couple weeks ago, AMDA leaders met with MedPAC, which is a commission on Capitol Hill that advises Congress on all things Medicare. We discussed several issues. One of the most important ones is we discussed risk stratification in the current quality measures and cost measures that are used in alternative payment models in the quality payment program. We discussed that the current methodology that is used is simply inadequate to compare physicians in the post-acute and long-term care environment with other clinicians. We discussed including things like the frailty adjustment, socioeconomic status, and other things to improve the risk adjustment methodology so that we're comparing apples to apples and not disincentivizing clinicians from practicing in this space by penalizing them for seeing a high-cost population in the nursing facility. There will be a lot of follow-up on this issue, and I hopefully will continue to update you as we move forward. Secondly, the Board of Directors recently met and went up to Capitol Hill for our annual Hill Day. We feel it was a great success. We met with several members of Congress and their staff, and we discussed several issues, one of which is of great importance, and it deals with the geriatric workforce. There's currently legislation to reauthorize the Geriatric Workforce Enhancement Program at higher levels than it had been in the past. What that allows us to do is create more programs around the country where they currently do not exist, in particular in rural areas where it is very difficult to recruit medical directors and other clinicians to practice in the post-acute and long-term care setting. Another piece of legislation deals with the telehealth, the expansion of telehealth in the skilled nursing facility. Telehealth companies are becoming more and more involved in the skilled nursing facility, and we are now aware that they're using them to prevent readmissions and transitions from the nursing facility. The current legislation, in our view, is very positive. However, we offered some changes to even expand it even further to allow models that are currently underway and have peer-reviewed, researched evidence to allow them to get reimbursement down the line. We are hopeful that we will work with Congress to pass this legislation and expand this important service. These are some of the things, a couple of things that I wanted to touch on today. We will be doing these quite frequently. I urge all of you, if you have any questions, to please utilize the Society Forum. It's free for all our members. There's already been some great discussions on the forum about any topics dealing with policy, reimbursement, practice management, whatever you feel you have a question about. You can also contact me directly at my email or give me a call. And if you'd like that, you can look on our website and we can provide that contact information. Hopefully I will be talking to you more frequently and perhaps see you in person at your state chapters and our annual conference. Thank you very much.
References from this podcast can be found at paltc.org/policy. This podcast is not eligible for CMD credits. We'll see you next time here at AMD on the Hill.